We have over here, exactly this one, the Torbury online cases. Torbury's online cases, if you notice. And there's three groups of something, as we're going to see. So why are there three groups? The line is not here. Say sure. I'm not going anywhere. So I'm here to do it by. Not for wars. There are three cases. There are three types of stakers that the Torah baskins. Let's see the Torah inside. You have this. Let's remind us, there's a whole nice over here. Built today and tomorrow. Let's remind ourselves. Shitas Rashi is that Rashi holds that in general of all these sfeikas, there are nine sfeikas here. We didn't learn the last one inside of Zav Hazel, Zav Hazachar, but in all the cases Rashi holds, we don't say Sofer Gemara L'Kula. We don't say Sofer Gemara L'Kula. We don't say something to Banu Lekula by the Sefer and the Dikas Hametz. Yeah, we don't say something to Banu Lekula by the Dikas Hametz, by the way, except for one case. There's one case where we say something to Banu Lekula. What's that case, by the way, for Chazmi? There's one case where we don't say something to Banu Lekula. We said the Sefer should work. What's that case? No? For the Chazar? There are nine cases. Rashi holds that in all, we never say something about the pool by the ego songs, except for one case. What's that one case? What? No. 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 All of, no. What? No. I'll explain to why you're all wrong in a minute. You'll tell me cases where we make it, but not because of something about the pool. What? No. No. Suffolk all. Out of the nine cases, there's one case where, without any pleas, without any anything, we go suffer to one of the kula. In all the other cases, the fat I take into account what we spoke about yesterday, right? Right, cases 5, 6, 7. Rashi holds we say we don't say one of the kula ever. We bought riots from yesterday's Gemara's. Case of suffolk all, suffolk all was a different type of suffolk like Rashi never desara. And like the Rashi over here, it's a suffolk bachal where they went into the Rishos. In those type of sakas, Rashi also agrees with Yonasar Bala Kula. The reason why all the cases that you said, because of all the cases that all of you mentioned, is outside reasons why would they go to Kula. In the case number two, we have a Tliya that went in, like Miri speaks out. In other cases, we have the Cheshbonos of the Magid Mishnah, case three, where Vashnei Shvilin, we have a Sword of the Magid Mishnah that Vade didn't go into one house. I'm not talking about those cases. I want to know where is the case. That's members of the rest of your lives. This is a sequel. Rashi doesn't hold, we say, Sofer Gemara L'Kula Sakas of Chometz, except by a Sofer all. That's a summary of all nine cases. Now, there are cases where we go to Kula, but not because of something that went on the Kula. We go to Kula in case number two because we have a clear this went there, that went there. We have a case in number three where we spoke at the Magid Mishnah, who said that since it was a case where Vade Chometz didn't go into, I can't go to Chumrah, but it's not because of something that went on the Kula, because over there I can't go to Chumrah, because one case Vade didn't go in. But the correct way of summarizing and saying is that Rashi holds it, this is a big idea, it's a big bombastic takeaway from the sugya. We don't say Suffolk the one on the Kula of Abedikas Chomes, because Abedikas Chomes is Suffolk Nitkina, the Magid Mishnah is the one who raised that flag. Except in the case of Suffolk all, which is what I'm going to call now a different type of Suffolk, where we don't have a drawer in front of us. And, how would you get on? Like we said yesterday correctly, we have Mekarvis from the sugya, right? We bought the cases yesterday, all but the Ashkach, all but the Ashkach. All those cases, the case of 9 and 10. 10 and 9. All those cases are natural stakers, and we go to home, right? If not for all types of outside reasons. Okay? That's very, very important. That's a very clear summary. Tosfos holds two things. One is, we say something about the Kula. And B is, the Zecheskes Balak. Two things. Let's walk out of this. Okay? Tosfos holds Pum Fakaret. Then when we have these types of stakers, right? These types of stakers, these nine stakers where we're talking about a specific piece of hummus. Over there, we always say something about the Kula. By the way, in many of these cases, Tosfos learns the cases where the Raisa Dika cases, okay, where bittul, etc., 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 etc. Okay, let's learn the Torah inside now. There are 9 cases in the Torah. I want to go Keseder in the Torah piece by piece. Let's learn it inside. You all have the Torah, let's learn it. Okay? Case number 1. And then I'm going to build the whole binyan, and then we'll set ourselves up for what we want to say. Let's see. Teisha tibur shamatza, Adam has it inside, let's learn it inside. Teisha tibur shamatza vechaj chomitz vasa achbu v'shakov v'lei adin and chomitz shakri matza shakov. I don't know what he took. In lichas l'bayis baduk. In the tala yomakum kviyosev it's kavua. Let's have you din off. This is the din. In bittol, if you did bittol already. Oh yeah, feel the loy bittol v'kik reyna gol shav shirach l'anu achbu kulo ayin atzor v'dik dari sex fake or something matza something chomitz v'tzolay 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 There we go, the Chomer will point at its Kavua. Imperish Yerush. So let's talk about the number 1 in the Torah. Number 1 in the Torah is made up of a combination of a number of things. First of all, the Torah says that in case number 1, Gola Kula. When do we Gola Kula in case number 1? I'm talking when it's Kavua. When it's Rave, it's Rave, obviously. If Rave is Pirish Yerush, it's Rave Paskin, then it's Matra, it's fine. The problem is when it's Kavua. It says the Torah, in case number 1, that there are 2 cases where we go to Kula. One case is where it's he did bitter, which is something you have on him, we go to Kula. Case number 2 says the Torah is when it's a small piece of chametz, even if it's deraisa, we say sex fake is mutter. Slowly. So the Torah says that even though it's true that we're talking about kavua, we don't have roi, we still go to Kula, either when you did bitter, it's rabbanon, or you have a sex fake because the thing was too small. Now, Tesis agrees to 2. Both things. Like Tesis says Mephorish, and the bottom Tesis that if it will be small, it will be a sex sacred. Tesis says Mephorish, there is something about the Kula. What the Torah argued about was on the Cheskes Balak. The Torah says, if it's Darbonim, we call the Kula. If it's Daraisa, it depends whether you have a sex sacred or not, whether you could eat it or not. Then you have 2 sacreds. What about Cheskes Balak? Where did that go? There's already multiple. Interesting. This is what I call a subcategory Machlek, is between Tesis and the Torah in the world of the Torah. It says, in the world of Rashi, Rashi doesn't hold of anything. If Rashi holds everything's a Vada, and everything's a Chayiv, and there's no Sophic, and there's no Cheskes Baltic, and there's everything. Again, in fact, we spoke at length. So Rashi, with one blow, knocks out everything. We'll talk about Sex Vekar again soon. But the Torah is very interesting. It goes like this, fundamentally, that we say something that went on the Kula when it's the Rabbanon. When it's the Raisa, you have a Sex Vekar, but you don't have a Cheskes Baltic. Now, why doesn't he hold the Cheskes Baltic, by the way? Not such a big kasha. We barely understand why in the world of the Raisa there's a Cheskes Baltic, by the way. The pashtus of the Raisa is a Bedikas Talayim. Bedikas Talayim doesn't make a Chazaka on the house. So it's interesting. I want everyone to remember, we have a world war between Rashi and Tosfos, whether we say something to one of the Kula. We have a world war between Rashi and Tosfos, whether we say Cheskes Baltic. I want to point out to you that the Cheskes Baltic part of the Torah disagrees. That disagrees. Why? Because Cheskes Baltic in the world of the Raisa, we don't Cheskes Baltic. The Raisa is in the house, the Raisa is in the garbals, so that's because that's a huge nafkumen you have to remember. A big, big machlik that comes out of the Gemara here. When you have a Sofik the Raisa on a house where you're handling by a Mati, the guy didn't do Bittul. Do we pass him Cheskes Baltic? The Raisa says, yeah, the Torah says not. Fascinating machlikas. And, you know, if I'd be able to start this man over again, which I'm not interested in doing, but if I'd be able to start this man over again, I would say that this machlikas, I would start on the first day of this man. What is the Chiyah B'dika Aschambetz Midaraisa? I have a Machlekes Tor and Tosfos, 2 Rishayim, whether or not you can pass it on the house, Cheskes Baltic. I had a house that I did a B'dika on, I want to have a shadow where the Chametz went in. The Tosfos says it's a Cheskes Baltic. Tosfos says, now we're talking about a Shaki Machlekes in the world of Deraisas. If I would start the first day, I would go back and I would say, listen, the Pashup Shah and the Deraisas said the Makor Chayim, said the Nisi, this is a B'dika Stolayim, correct? So where's the Cheskes on the house? Now I have a Suffolk with a win, and I say, I have a Suffolk. Think about it. You have a Suffolk device, a B'dika Stolayim, you have to go search for it. What the Cheskes on the house do? Don't let the Gavri has to go serve. Before you go eat a peach, you have to go check whether it has rooms or not. So before you go, you might be everybody in Motzei. Shaking Tosfos. They say, this is the Cheskes Baltic. I don't know. So you stay. Machlik. A big machlik is Tosfos in the tour where the Cheskes Baltic takes care by Rabbi Motzei. It's from the room. So that's case 1. Let's go back into the tour who doesn't hold the Cheskes Baltic. The will agree. One of the most astounding machlik is we're seeing this man. You'll all realize that this machlekes is connected to the machlekes of Ayur Evel Mafreya when you do Bedika. The Torah holds that you are Evel Mafreya even if you did Bedika. Why are you Evel Mafreya if you did Bedika? The Torah holds nothing more than Bedika still, but it helps the connection between these 2 things. The Torah says if a guy did Bedika and you found Chomet, you're Evel Mafreya. Why are you Evel Mafreya? This is the first. Why are you Evel Mafreya? Because it's Bedika still. So you say, check, so what picture of it? You didn't find, so now you're over. And the Torah says it's not just kosabodic. It'd be great. I mean, this Torah says on testimony basis, it says that we say kosabodic on the rice is a real problem. I'm not saying a teretz, I'm saying a kasha. This Torah says on the testimony basis that when you have a suffix device on Bali Motzi, whether or not you have chomets or not, kosabodic paskins, you have to go check for it. It's a shocking Torah. What do you mean you have kosabodic? What kosabodic on the house? The house is kosabodic. Well, if you have a suffix device on the home, go find whether you have chomets or not. I don't have a nerve in the rice. I'm almost nervous. I don't know what to say even. Let's go back to the Torah. That's case number one. I'm going to grab away case number two. Look inside. Case number two is Shnei Tziborim Echad Shal Chometz Echad Shal Matzah Shnei Bat Echad Botik Echad Shein Botik Vosu Shnei Achborim Echad Shal Chometz Echad Shal Matzah V'lo Yadin En Hayla 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 Hayla. V'ho Nami Talin On Lohar. What's V'ho Nami mean, by the way? Don't pay attention to it. What does B'ho Nami mean? Here too, we're Mekel. Why are we Mekel over here? Sarek Abon Lekul. She bit the lesh ain't keep brother, you can trace again. So like the Helik Bator says in case number two, you have both coolers. You have the cool of what, something about the cooler. And if you don't have the Rabbanon, then you have the head of what? A sex acre. What's the word of Bohanami? Anybody have a shot? It's Bohanami. Have you heard of the Torah's Meduktik B'yaser? The Torah had a kasha. According to the Torah, what's the reason why case number two is multi? Because a regular something about the cooler, right? You know, we say something about the cooler, all mythical summits. So the Torah's bothered, what's the chiddush of number two? Remember, we asked the kasha in shot? We asked the kasha. Very good. We asked the kasha, what's the chiddush of case number two? Mishnah Malai Rashi holds, we don't say Sarkar Devon Lekul. It's a case number two, it's a mega chiddush. What's the chiddush that we say a flea? We say this went there and that went there, because we don't say Sarkar Devon Lekul. But according to the Hilik Shita of Tesis and the Torah holds that we say Sarkar Devon Lekul. So what's the chiddush of case number two? So we spoke out of Rashi and Yerom. But the case number two had a little bit of a worse situation because Chometz Vadeh went into some house, correct? And that's the B'ho Nami. The B'ho Nami is, still we say something about the cooler, even over here. That's case number two. I want to point out to you, you all realize, in case number two, the Torah also brought down both coolers. What were the coolers he brought down? He brought down a cooler that something about the cooler, and he brought down the cooler of sex worker. Case three. By the way, I have to say, I don't have a Niflheim shot. I don't want to hear it. When did Tosfos introduce the topic of sex worker? In which case? When did Tosfos ask a kasha and say, hey, maybe a mechati, when did he introduce it? In case two. The Torah introduced it when? Case one. Why? The Shitasim. Tosfos couldn't introduce it in case one because Vival Tosfos had a kasha of Chaskosa Bodik in case one. What did Tosfos say the topic of case one was about? It was about eating. It wasn't about Batika. So Vival Tosfos was about eating, so it means you have it in front of you, so there's no mechaltiya. So Tosfos, Shitasim, one case one had a kasha of Chaskosa Bodik. And that's why he had to move over that case one was talking about what? My rabbi is talking about Bedika, Eichila. So there can't be name out here because you're talking about the things there in front of you. Shalos, what is it? But the Torah, she tossed it, there's no cheskos of Bodek. So he had the luxury of learning the case one is talking about even the Raisa, case of what? Of Bedika. So he brings in name out the case one. That's not Emesta, Mita, Yimshat. Is that Niflamoid? That's Niflamoid. I got already it on. That if you remember, we had a big kasha, so why is case number two not discussed with Bodek also? So it'd be great over there. There was an infiltration of Chometz into the house. They made a parrot set of terrorists. Remember that? The Akapanim, that's a Murita Kazakh Mshat, that Tosfos introduced the issue of Emach Haltiyah only in case two, because case one, there's no Emach Haltiyah, because we're talking about eating the piece that's in front of you, because there's a Cheskos Bodek and it can't be going because case number two doesn't have a Cheskos Bodek, like Rabbeinu Peretz explained, because there was a Vadeh infiltration of Chometz. So over there, we're talking about Bedikas Chometz. Case three. Tzibur, look inside now. Tzibur echad shel chametz v'shnei batim bedukim v'asa achbo v'shakar v'lo yadin l'ayim min ha'ra'ayla im shnei batim shel adam b'echad v'osh im shnei batim shel adam b'echad. It's interesting. If two houses belong to one guy, so then it's always called one shaila. One guy with two houses. Boy, so shnei v'osh shel v'asa achas v'shnei batim shel adam b'chavei v'oy shnei tzibur b'dik afil in bitvoy. Why? In Bitlay. Why not? Pashtas, why not? Case 3. Why not in case 3, if there was Bitl, why not Chayiv? Something to Mona Kul. What's the big kasha? Case 3, what happened to what? Sex acre. What happened to a small chala, big chala? So the Rishayim speaks about it, but the Goyin makes a diak over here. The Goyin's already in the dag. Then in case 3, the case of Shnei Shvilim, the Torah didn't bring down the kula, sex acre. You only brought down the kula of suffering the man of the kula. If you did bittul, if you didn't do bittul, step before in the Torah that what? If you didn't do bittul, step before in the Torah. If you didn't do bittul, step before in the Torah, And you chayiv bedika. So the guy says, what happened to the sixth sefer? What happened? Why doesn't he speak out that the chal is the bread is small or big? So here we'll get to that. Case four. Continuing. Here we are. See where achus shachametz. Also, achbor v'shakol v'nichas achotzef v'bayis. Ein yidov v'nichas v'bayis. Lav afbi shakol v'bayis. Oy tadin alakol. Interesting. In case four, we're back in business again. He said both coolers. What are the coolers? Either something that one on the cooler, or what? Or what? Or sex faker. Interesting. Case one and two, he bought sex faker. Case three, he left it out. Case four is back in sex faker. Agav. Very important. What's the chiddush of case four? Why did you say something that one on the cooler? We don't have the territory of the Raj when you've almost had a Vade winning. Over there, we don't have a Vade winning. So, what's the Chiddush of this case, by the way? What is the Chiddush of this case? This is classic Sotheb on the Kula and Sex Sake, fine. So, there's a Diak in the Torah, one says Rav Asher, who says, Afakisha Korv Lepayis Moid. What does it mean? It means to say it's very, very, very close to the house. So, it's like we saw it go into the house. And if we saw it go into the house already, so over there, it's already, it's like a Vade, we saw Chamas went in, then we have Ainsaf Moid to the Vade, then we don't say something about the Kula. That's about the chiddush of the Torah. Alpha Pisha Korv Bayis Murray. That's why the Torah adds it on. Because this case four, it doesn't make sense. What are you bringing me down for? What's the chiddush? You have to make something about the Kula. Like Rashi, who also don't say something about the Kula Bechametz. So case four is a mega chiddush. That Sophic B is different. It's a different type of Sophic over there. We don't say. According to the Torah and Tosfos, always say something about the Kula. So case one is case two, case three. But case four is not a chiddush Bechametz. But that's why we're dashing. Case five. Watch this. Rosh Hichnis Achor Hakikur Labayas and Nichnas Achorov, Bota Kolabayas will Motza, ain't sorrowful to the case. I feel my bit of that is very important. Case 5, why does he say you don't have to do bidika? Because of Sophic? No, he says even if you didn't do bitful. He obviously paskins like who? Who does he obviously paskin like in case 5? What does I'm saying? Who does he paskin like in case 5? He says you finally don't have to do bitul bidika even if it's the rice, even if you don't bitul. That's not because of Sophic, correct? He says even this. He's obviously passing case 5 like who? What? Like the Chum. Correct? That's good. That's case 5. Case 6. Then Bodak Tasme Abaye is a Motel. Then he says it's a Sophic. In Bittel Talina Lach, which is the other thing that's also great. In Bittel Talina Lach, which is the other Case 6. Is he passing like a Shem Gamaliel? That we don't say for sure what you found in the reason. So what is it? It's a Sophic, correct? Case 6 is a Sophic that he passed as the Kula, but here again, interesting, he left out what? There's an omission here. What did he leave out? If that's like Sveikah. Case 7. He niach teisha ki karos amotza esu tzorch livdak achar kol ha-teisha. L'chein v'niach esu amotza teisha tzorch livdak achar kol ha-teisha. Sh'onu oimrim. See here he passed as clearly like who? Like the Chachamim, who say for sure that was a change. Fine. That's good. Case 9. That's 7 and 8. 9. Interesting, case 9, he doesn't bring what? He brings something up on the cool. In case 9, he doesn't bring what? What did the Gemara say? Because we said somebody moves it from Zavis to Zavis. In case 9, he doesn't bring sex egg, have you noticed? So let's make a summary now of the, what do you call it? Of the Halakha Torah. The Torah is generally in two types of heterim when you don't have to do bedika in these 9 cases. But are they either something about on the cooler when you did bittul? Or even if you didn't do bittul, sometimes you have a heter of what? A sex acre. Let's go through the three groups of cases. Watch. In the case of Tesha Tziborim, case 1, Shnei Tziborim, case 2, and the case of Sophic Ol, okay? In all those cases, he says a sex acre. Is that clear? I repeat. In cases 1, 2, and 4, he brings down two heterim, Sophic Gabon on the Kula and Sex Faker. Are we clear on that? Then, in 3 cases, he Bechal doesn't discuss Sophic because he passed his father. What are those 3 cases? All of Bodak, the lawyer Ashkach. You don't need to come on to Kulas because we say Fadai, there were Talina and Dizam Mohammed, right? That's case number, what was that? That was 5, agreed? And then, in case number 7 and 8, by Zayin, by Tess and Yud and Tess, also he passed in Vada, correct? So that's group number 2. So group number 1 is are cases where we have a suffik, we're makel. We brought down both kulas, side of kula under Rabbana, side of kula under Isaac's faker. That's cases 1, 2, and 4. Then we have cases 5, 7, and 8. With there, has nothing to do with fakers. There, even if it's a deraisa, we're makel, because we're vade taking on, this is what happened. Side of the case of all of the kularashka, side of the cases of 9 and 10, and 10 and 9. Then we have another three cases. Cases 3, 6, and 9. What are they? Tzibur echot shachamet shnei shvilim. All of Badak va'ashkach and Zavazu to Zavazu. In those three cases, he brought it in a suffix to one of the kula, which means that it's a suffix. He doesn't bring down sex faker. We have three groups of halachas, how the Torah dissected in Pesach the nine cases. In cases of Teisha Tziburim, the case of Shnei Tziburim, the case of suffix all, he said it's a suffix. We go to kula A, midar abonin, and midar raiso. We go to chumral, but unless it's a sex faker, and the piece was eatable. In cases 5, 7, and 8, there's no psak of suffix. It's a vada. We take on that is what happened. And then there are three cases where it is a suffix. And we say suffix drabon on the kula. But if it's a deraisa, we don't say sex faker works. And those are the cases number 3 of tzibur echad shachametz. We have two shvila. Cases number 6 of olav badak v'ashkach. Case number 5. And the case number 6. And the final case of Zavis, over there we go to Kula, it is a Darabanan. We say Sagam al Kula, but we don't activate it in a sex fake. Why in these three cases we do, and these three cases are not? That's the Pella that we want to shtel over here. What can we enter this monumental kasha? Sometimes yes, sometimes not. So, I'm going to give an introduction today and continue tomorrow. Listen carefully, Tifer right now. Part of what I'm going to say, I said already, but in a different context, is much better now. Listen carefully. Let's talk about, first of all, the first case of the Torah. You have a Teisha Tziburim, the Achbar takes in something into the house, you don't know if it's Matzah or Chametz, and the guy didn't do Bittur, talking about the Raisa, says the Torah, have a head to a sex faker. Says the Torah, have a head to a sex faker. Slowly, everything slowly. Have a head to a sex faker. Not have a head to a sex faker, because maybe it was Chametz Matzah, maybe it was, well, maybe the animal ate it. Sex faker, slowly. Let's talk about that case. Again, I have three cases we activated Sfek Seka out of the Raisa, and three cases we didn't. I'm going to put that cash on the shelf, and I want to talk about the Etzem Sfek Seka itself. Before we talk about why here and not there, let's talk about what the gather of the Sfek Seka is. Listen carefully now, big read. Comes on the market of Rome, and Simon Tuflam and Tess of Karim Gimel. I printed it out on side B. And the market of Rome asked the cash that shocked the world. Says the market of Rome. So you're telling me that if I have story number one of Teisha Tziburim and I have a suffix called Matzah, and the guy didn't do it, so my suffix guy said, we have a sex faker, like a whole terrible cool, sex faker, what's a sex faker? Suffix Matzah Chametz, I don't know if it was. And suffix whether the animal ate it or not, wait. In fact, the Morgan Avram, this is not a sex faker. It has to stem with the rules of sex faker. One of the rules of sex faker is that both sakers will chal at the same time, beer had form. Sex faker is that I have a situation where I have a sex faker, suffix number one, if something, that's happened to. What happens if time-wise, suffix number one appears on Sunday, and suffix number two appears on Tuesday? We don't say sex fake over there, because suffix number one becomes in suffix divisible form, and suffix number two becomes in suffix divisible form. In order to have an activated inner sex faker, it has to be that you have a sex faker at one time. That's by the way, a simple swar. In fact, I'm going to wrong. This suffix is not a sex faker. What happened? You saw the achbar going. At that time, you have a suffix of what did he take? Did he take matzah from the suffix one? At that time, you don't have suffix two, whether he ate it or not. You see that it's still in his mouth. Suffix number two, whether he ate it, kicks in later on. Hey, for now, an hour from now. That's not called a sex faker.
That's what he asked the question.
We'll get to it in a second. Azari Frek, the word he called. That's what Morgan Avram answers. One of his answers. Suspect that Morgan Avram, that's not called a sex faker. A sex faker is that both sakers have to be held at the same time. Slowly. And they're not held at the same time. Says the Morgan Avram, two terutzim. One of them is what you said. Talk to Morgan Avram, it's printed out over here. Two lomdash terutzim. Both of them are chidushim uflogim. One terutz he says is that the story happened before the sixth hour. So the God that happened before the sixth hour, so there was no nafkamina to the question. Because it wasn't us yet. Hagam that Vidigal someone starts at night, but okay. So he says, Hagam that physically the sakers didn't break out at the same time, but since they're only relevant after 12 o'clock, and by 12 o'clock you already have both sakers, so that's cool that the sixth saker came at the same time. Now that sent shockwaves through the Lomdash world. That's called the sex came at the same time because the iser kicks in at 12 o'clock. But physically, the two sfeikas are two different sfeikas. They're not simultaneous. They don't really combine. It says in the Magen Avraham Chiddush Neira that since the suffix only kicks in when at 12 o'clock, and by then already both sfeikas are relevant, that's called the sex sfeika at the same time. He says a similar tale to what he said, that when you see the kicker in the mouth of the achbor, you know you don't need bedika because you see it in front of you. So the question of bedika only kicks in later on. So the whole question of what it is only kicks in when it disappears from my eye, and that's also called simultaneity. It's also a chiddush because practically speaking, the suffix started earlier, just as no nafkamina. That's a very interesting type of sex faker that I got there physically, the suffix, or whether it's from its amata starts the minute that he takes it from a pile, and I don't know which pile. The nafkamina only kicks in when it disappears from my eye, and by then already, I already arrived at the destination of the second suffix. As I stated, I'm going to come to the chiddush to keturus. So you can call it a sex faker. In fact, Rabbi Kiveger, over here in that guy, is in the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kiveger bombs away. In fact, Rabbi Kiveger, I don't know what you're talking about. The rules of sex faker? You don't need a sex faker over here. If the reason why it'd be mutter is because it's a suffix that rises of a chumrah, and over here I need a sex faker, you're right, I have a sex faker. I don't have a sex faker. You don't need a sex faker over here. In fact, Rabbi Kiveger, you forgot him before Shagamar. The Gemara says in Tesamad Aleph, Ne'emach Haltiyah. What did the Gemara answer? Ain't something waits me day by day. She said before from the Gemara that if not for the din of ain't something waits me day by day, what would be the din? Ne'emach Haltiyah. Why? Tosafot says something a ragel. But it's before the Gemara that Ne'emach Haltiyah doesn't require a sex faker. In fact, the Halakha of Kiveger, look at his kasha, the way it was printed here. Kiveger asks, Adoy Safar Daitach Ba Shas, whatever the suffix that waits me day by day, him Cain, the Eden Maskin, the ain't something waits me day by day, come on, come waits me day suffix. In some of the Lodom, it didn't sex faker. I don't need to come on to the Lomdus of sex faker, whatever the Lomdus is. All I need to come on is to say that it's Ne'emach Haltiyah. Halei, the Gemara says in the Amaralat that even when there's one suffix, that's a kasha of Kiveger. Halei, the Gemara says in the Amaralat that Be'etzim, even when there's one suffix of Ne'emach Haltiyah, where Afrashul Sol Chometz going in, Be'etzim, we would say Ne'emach Haltiyah, if not for the klal of Ein Sofik Moetim Devati, which is a controversial klal, the Gemara dings on it. So in a case over here, where all these nine cases we have a suffix, so it's a suffix, Moetim Dei suffix. So I doesn't stand with the rules of sex faker. Who says the heter is because of sex faker? By the way, what Rabbi Kiveger means to say is that the lashon of the Torah is lav dafka. I want to explain what Rabbi Kiveger means to say that when the Torah says sex faker, he doesn't mean the regular din of sex faker, which knocks out sofik the rice of a chomer. What the Torah meant to say was the din of sofik waits midei sofik, because the din of nekitsa, the terrorist Rabbi Kiveger says, is that Ne'emach Haltiyah doesn't have to come on to. Ne'emach Haltiyah doesn't have to come on to what? Ne'emach Haltiyah doesn't have to come on to the Ne'emach Sex Faker, even by a Deraisa. Ne'emach Haltiyah knocks out even a Sofik Deraisa, as long as it's not an Ein Sofik Moetim Deivad. That's what Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha Magen Avraham. What could be a Teretz on the Magen Avraham? Why Takas Rabbi Kiveger, quote unquote, wrong, quote unquote? So we'll see in a minute. Let's begin the journey. Hayetzi from the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Kiveger is that in a case where the chametz is small, with a prusa ketana, there are two reasons why it should be mutter. One is sex faker. I mean, again, what's our context? Our context is that up to now we had the big machlekes. What happens if the guy didn't? If the guy did bittul, so it's a drachon. Do we say so? Come on, the kula. Now we're entering a new topic. What happens if he didn't do bittul and it's the raisa? Said the Torah, you have a new kula called sex faker. Correct. That kula could wear two hats when it's a small thing. And taste of these, by the way. What are they? Either, now we'll summarize, either it's like Rabbi Kiveger, or it's like what? Like the Magen Avraham. It's either sex faker, or it's a suffix where it's a suffix. It means I have two reasons why when it's a small piece of chametz, I have two reasons why when it's a small piece of chametz, I should be maker by the raisa. Either, Rabbi Kiveger's reasons, because it's a suffix or rugel and it's weighty from a suffix, only if it's not a badai, or good old sex faker. Those are the two hats that this small piece of chametz wears. Is before I answer the kasha of Rabbi Kiveger on the Magen Avraham, how could you say it has a hat? Why do you need to come on to sex faker? You have the hat of suffik waiting midday suffik, suffik arogel. So, Akoponim state in the Torah that when the pus is a small piece, then we say sex faker. Sex faker is matter. Always. Like we call it Terakula. Now that sex faker can wear two hats. It can wear the hat of what? Suffolk, way 3 day Suffolk. It can also wear the hat of sex faker. Stop sex faker's multiple. So those who hold that we have this kula of Pusa Ketana, they could wear two hats. They could wear the hat of regular six sekar, they could wear the regular hat of Sofik Moit Midei Sofik, because the Sofik Rok, like he wants to know about Alpha, I could be there. Slowly. So, first of all, who's the one who doesn't hold Bechal the Heter Pusa Ketana? Who's the one who doesn't hold the Heter Pusa Ketana Bechal? Rashi, for two reasons. One is Rashi doesn't say a word about it. Second of all, in the case of Ashkach, Rashi says he Remeir was made because his stomach he ate it. We need to talk about something. It's edible. That's the Pashtus. Now, why doesn't Rashi hold of this? Well, we have two Heterim now when it's small. One is six Heterim, and one is what? And so we're about that. The answer to that is the big raid. And I want to appreciate now is bringing everything together. I said this as an answer. The answer is we killed two birds with one stone. Like Rashi, not the kasha of Sofik Moed Midei Sofik Kesher, and not the kasha of Sekseik Kesher. Why not? On the kasha of Sekseik, what's the answer? On the kasha of Sekseik, what's the answer? Because what's the answer? I don't care about Sekseik, because every wine cellar is a triple Sekseik, correct? That's good. On the kasha of Sofik Moed Midei Sofik, what do we answer? He says it's called a vade, because it's beautiful. Once they answer kasha number one of Sekseik, and saying Sekseik is not matter, and the reason is because someone tells us the nitkana. So then, what I'm establishing is that all these nine cases are cases of vadechiyuv. All these cases are cases of vadechiyuv. So then, think something. So they vadech. We kill two birds with one stone by saying the side of the Magen Mishnah. I'm killing two birds with one stone. Side of kasha. What the Magen Avraham called the kula sex faker. Side of kasha of Riki Veger of something waits me day suffer because it's suffer a rugel. There's no vadech. Both of them, I kill one stone. Sex faker, but it's two steps. Sex faker, I don't say because sex faker doesn't interest me when it comes to bikkur chametz. I got the b'chol terikulut tells. And Bey's over here, Mimel over here, it's a Vade. And that's Shitas Rashi, that's Niflamoid. If he's a once heard for a Bosher, he wanted a tiny, I'm married to Kazakh. He wanted a tiny, he has a Teretz, we keep his cash on the Morgan of Rome. Morgan of Rome tiny that those who hold the Sex Seiko, places the Torah, that's only because of Sex Seiko, even when it's the right. And that's why the Morgan of Rome has the cash, it doesn't stream with the rules of Sex Seiko. He said all types of funny to rules him. Just a cup of sex faker. Who's talking about sex faker over here? How's that with a sex faker? More than what Alpha says, name a chaltiri. And the only reason was when it's a vade. And if not, when somebody's in the vade, this newfangled cloud, the Rechaim says not called the suffix, we would say something where it's a suffix. What's the problem? What's the problem? What's the problem? What's the problem? Morgan Avraham didn't hold the Ruki Vega. Why not? It's a force of Gemara. So once if Rabashi wanted a time, a chidish neuro. Wanted a time like this. Hello, we're talking about a case where the guy didn't do better, right? What's the din if a guy doesn't do bit? What should be the din in the case of the Sofik? When is the Rabban where he says Sofik the one on the Kula? That's the sheet of the Tesis that holds over all these nine cases if you say Sofik the one on the Kula. We don't say the din because someone's also Nitka, because we're talking about a specific piece of Chametz. Can we do it many times over? But what about when you didn't do Bittles to Isa, right? Now, if not for the sex sake, what would be the din? We have to be the why? Sofik the Isa Lachumra. Said Rabbashah Sofik the Isa Lachumra is called a Vadeh. Is if I would enact the din of Sofik Deraisa L'Chorma over here, I would say you have to do Bedika, that's also called Ein Sofik Moritz Midei Vadeh. Because you're Vadeh Chai Bedika. Here am I, Sanur. Now, in Rashi, it's a lot easier, because Rashi is operating in the world of the Drabonot, where there's a din of Drabonot, Bedika, Sonos, and Sofik Nitzkana, where Chazal said, like I said many times over, Chazal said that when you have a situation that something went into a house, I hear the word something, or better said, maybe something went into the house, because I'll say, this is what you have in Dikas Hametz. That's the case. I'll ask you, what is the case of Dikas Hametz? The case of Dikas Hametz is when you have a house that suffered something went in. Period. That's the case of the Dikas Hametz. So that's called a Vade. And that we say, it's not going to the Vade. That's Moridik. But according to Tesis, how he doesn't hold the veins of Dikas Hametz, Sof Nitzke. How do we know he doesn't hold the Dikas Hametz, Sof Nitzke, by the way? How do we know he doesn't hold it, this cloud, Dikas Hametz, Sof Nitzke, in these nine cases? In these nine cases, we don't do this also on the desk. Why not? How do I know he holds like that? Because in all these nine cases, he says what? Sofik don't want the kula. So it means he holds in these nine cases, we don't say the cloud because all of a sudden it's going to be talking about a specific piece of chumas like we've said over and over again. That's the big machlek is Rashi Tosfos. In fact, it's a chakasha. Okay, so why being machlek? Because Sofik Deraisa L'Chum. Okay, so say name Echalti, it's a Sofik. Said Rav Asher, no. Sofik Deraisa L'Chum also creates a Vadei. Ain't Sofik Moshe Devadei doesn't mean that there's Vadei Chumas there. Ain't Sofik Moshe Devadei means they have a Vadei Chiyim Bedikra. And now that's a Yun Mangis Chiddush. In Rashi, I understand it's called Vade because the Chazal said that this is the scenario where you are Chayav B'dikas Chametz. This is the scenario where you are Chayav B'dikas Chametz. So then it's called a Vade. And then we said in Morit HaKazat that Rashi in one flow held everything's good. There's no sex faker and there's no sex faker. It's Nifl Moit. But according to Tosfos that we're talking about a derisa de kachir where the entire kachir is based on a subject derisa of chumra, not more than that. That's called a vada that against an emat altia. I'm not going to come by this all like this. So what was the kula of the Torah? So what was the kula of the Torah then? So what was the kula of the Torah? Sex seker. Why should sex seker help? Here's the difference. Loi Rashi holds it's niflamoy. No, that's it. Sounds more. Loi Rashi. The reason why. Like Rashi, we're handing a drabbanon. We say b'digas halosam nizka. It's a case of vade mamish. So sekseka is not going to help because we're talking about b'digas halosam nizka. I don't care about sekseka. Sofik moitri day sofik won't help because it's a vade. But according to Taisis, it's shmaltz. Because according to Taisis, mitzad the din. If I have a din of sofik device, why is it a vade? It's not a vade mitzad the etzem chiyah. Etzem chiyah is a b'digah of taloyim. The other word is since practically sofik device of chumah says you have to go do a b'digah, that's called vade. Ain't some ways today vade. So what sex faker help me avoid? If you have a sex faker, then there won't be something to rise to the whole world. So then you won't have a vade for you. So that's why the Magen Avraham held that the only way to get out of this mess is with a sex faker. If you have a sex faker, so then I don't say something to rise to the chumra, that's nifl moid. So then I don't say something to rise to the chumra. So then you can go ahead and use a sex faker like every time. And if you don't have a sex faker, what's the Magen Avraham's cash effect? What do you mean, Nehemach Altiyah? The answer is no. If you don't have a sex faker, so then there's a chiyah vade. When there's a chiyah vade, it's not going to help. Because there ain't something moid to me, vade. So don't make a mistake and ask me, so what's the Magen Avraham's cash on Amad Alf and Nehemach Altiyah? I thought it, don't make a mistake. So what the Gemara's characteristic, the Gemara Amad Alf didn't know the Yisrael, ain't something way to the Vadeh. That's what the Gemara's being Mechadish. And Amad Alf, the Gemara's being Mechadish, no, ain't something way to the Vadeh. And that's why it doesn't work. But if there would be a Yisrael called something way to the Vadeh, then I'd be able to fight the device also because it's a Suffolk or Rumble. Is that clear, Michael? No, and don't make a mistake and say to me, what are you telling me that in the Rise it doesn't work? The Gemara Amad Alf asks that name of Chaltiyah. That's because the Gemara didn't know the Yisrael, ain't something way to the Vadeh. But after I know the assertive ain't self embracing me, the Torah held, the Margaret of Rome held, that something derives of the Chumra is called a Vaday also. Just if it would be a sex sake, it wouldn't be something derives of the Chumra. The Gemara and Alf is going before I know the assertive ain't self embracing me, and that the Gemara is ain't self embracing me, and the Margaret of Rome held that a something derives of the Chumra, you know, that a something derives of the Chumra also creates a Vaday. Hayetzim Yidvarenu is that what comes out from this whole business is that. In the world of the Torah and Tosfos, it comes out that in the world of the Torah and Tosfos, it works like this. When it's a Darabonon, we always say something about the Kula. Okay? Except in cases 6 and 7, where we, except in cases 6, 7, and 8, 6 and 8, where we know for sure what happened. Right? We always say something about the Kula. In cases where it's Daraiso, we have a Sex Seker. What is the mile of this Sex Seker? Slowly. Machlekes from Kivegi and Morgan Avram. We have Machlekes from Kivegi and Morgan Avram. What did the Torah meant when he activated the din of Sfek Sfeika? What was Machlekes? Morgan Avram held that it's classic Sfek Sfeika, maybe because of this Mechudish Likas Farag of Asher, that a Sfek Divas of Chumah could create a Vaday. And Rabbi Kivegi wasn't great with that. Chal Chas Shalom. Rabbi Kivegi said, I'm going to add on to Rabbi Kivegi. In Rashi, I could hear it's called a Vaday. He had a beauty. In Rashi, I could hear it's called a Vaday. In Rashi, I could hear it's called a Vaday. Because Rashi will speak us all something that's going to. But in Taisus, in the Torah, how can you call it a Vaday? Why something guys in the Kumar is not called a Vaday? Because it's not called. So to keep Vegas, I don't need a Sex Saker. But either way, we have two ways of learning the Torah's new heter of what? Of Sex Saker, quote unquote. Is it a Sex Saker? Or like Riki Vegas says, it's not Fishkin Sex Saker. It's a dinosaur or rug, as long as it's not a Vaday, or here it's not a Vaday. Now, you using those, that Machlek is Riki Vegas and Morgan Rome, no matter which one is right. Decide whether the Torah meant that when it's small it's a real sex faker because I can't activate Sofer Torah because it's called a Vade. Decide whether it's not like Rabbi Kiva Eger, that it's what? That it's a din of Sofer Moed Tzimi Dei Sofer. I don't need to go on to Heter Sex Faker. I don't need the two fakers to be called at the same time. Now the question is, why in case 3, 6, and 9, the Torah didn't bring it? So as I'm setting the item up now, in order to answer why in 3, 6, and 9 the Torah didn't bring Sex Faker, we have to know first of all what a Sex Faker is. I'm going to have to answer in cases 3, 6, and 9 according to the Margaret of Rome. I'm going to have to answer 3, 6, and 9 according to the Rabbi Kivegar. How does Machlekes over here from the Gedolei Lachorinim, and what is the heter when it's a small piece of lechem? Is it because of classic sex faker, because something might say something doesn't apply, because over here it's called a vadek, because something derives from makes a vadek? Or over here it's a sofik, and it's classic sofik might say something, and they of the world's happening in a moment of. Now we have to go back to cases 3, 6, and Rashi's fine, by the way. Rashi's good because Rashi, with one stone, killed all the birds. Rashi only beat us all himself, Nitkana, and we're done. There's no sex faker, there's no sex, it's diflamoid. Now we have to go back to cases 3, the case of Sibarachov, the case of all the Bodak Rashka, the case of Zovizu. Within, the Torah brings down the head of something that went on the Kula. He doesn't bring down the heteros vexekev, adavai medasheni. And it has to be seen through the lenses of the Magen Avraham. It has to be seen through the lenses of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Why wasn't the heteros vexekev apply over there? Ayin heitev shom b'shotev mozachos, which we'll see tomorrow, Mr. Shana, for the grand finale. Yes, it's coming to the pod. He's here.
This will be a bottom of the attempt.